fairly straightforward indeed, except there was fairly tough conditions out there during the night. The original alert came about 10:30, quarter to 11 last night, and given it was been handled by the Belfast Coast Guard at that stage, and they dispatched the Port Rush lifeboat to the vessel, which had developed engine failure. The Port Rush, we stood by through the night there to go to their assistance, and I think they initially decided to try and bring the vessel to Rathmullen. Punching wind and tide through the night, that proved too difficult, so they opted for Greencastle, and we went out this morning there at 8:10 to assist them get into Greencastle, because it's quite an unwieldy loaded fishing vessel to try and get into the harbour there with one boat, so the two lifeboats will assist them get in there this morning.
What's the estimated time of arrival into Greencastle?
I'm not just sure yet. The last time I looked there, the tow was just off Shrove there about half an hour ago, so I would say they should be in Greencastle they'd be approaching it pretty close, fairly shortly now.
But it's all going according to plan. There's no reason to suspect that it'll be anything other than a textbook landing at this stage.
I would say that's about the shape of it. I say the conditions both out at sea and indeed in and around the mouth of the Foyle are not particularly pleasant, but it's not outside the capabilities of the either boat there to get the stricken vessel moored in Greencastle. It'll just be a bit more difficult than if it was a calm day.
And of course the most important thing in this is that no major injuries to report, and all souls on board, all vessels coming to port safely.
As far as we know, yeah, there's four people on board the fishing vessel, and the two lifeboat crews, and all going according to plan at this moment anyway.